Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We call him Mr. Keep It Real here on the Jason and John Show. His name is Brevin Knight. Be on the television broadcast, as he always is, for the Memphis Grizzlies on Bally with the Wizards in town tonight. He joins us now. Brevin, how you holding up, man?
I am holding up by doing exactly what I'm doing right now, which is enjoying some rounds of golf when the weather is nice and rooting for all of our guys that are still out there playing. I tell everybody, we owe it to them to still give it 110% every night. And so I enjoy the efforts that they put in. Of course, you just have to come to the realization of where things are.
Absolutely. And speaking of effort going on right now with Hoops for St. Jude. And today and tomorrow, fans can make donations to St. Jude and be entered to win various incentives that do change every hour. So right now, you can enter to win with a donation a PS4 game console. Brevin, what was the game system for you, man? What was the game system for you back in the day?
Oh man, please don't age me. I started off, the kids won't even know this one. I started off with ColecoVision. You remember that? It was that no. Might be too much for you guys.
No, I remember that.
And then went on to Atari.
Yep.
Now there was the Commodore 64 also. Now if you want to really get serious with it, that was on the computer. You would play that at first, and then Atari was good because it had one red button and a joystick. And then I tell my son, it got to the point where I had to stop playing video games because I couldn't do all of the maneuvers of the buttons, control yep. it, do it. It just became too much. When Wii came out, I was like, yes, the Wii is out. We can do this for a little while. But now I am a video game watcher at this point.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Because now people do it professionally. That's a new thing. Yes. That didn't used
a
to
new,
be.
A very new thing. But know what? Now to you, I give them the credit on, the graphics on those things are absolutely phenomenal. It's almost like, it's real life. It's almost that's how it looks. It looks that real.
No, like if I have like Madden on, like my dad will come in, and my dad's in his 60s. He'll come in and he genuinely thinks the like Sunday Night Football's on. Like he don't know the difference.
Yes.
it's unbelievable. I'm like, no, it's just yes. It's just Madden. Like it ain't the game. But it is. It is absolutely insane. Grizzlies.com/St. Jude is where you can go if you want to get involved, donate, enter yourself to win this hour until 2 o'clock, PS4 game console. Eric will have more with Gennaro and Jeffrey,
yep.
And then Rob Fisher will be on with Gabe. So prizes are going to change. Make sure you stay tuned for that. All right, Brevin, in terms of this year, it does kind of feel like as difficult and as challenging as it has been, I mean, there is a chance for some opportunity to arise from all this, right? Whether it's in the form of a premium draft pick or it's reps, it's valuable reps and perhaps discoveries that may not have happened in guys like G.G. Jackson and Vince Williams Jr.
I think that's what I told everybody. Yes, the season did not go as we would have liked for it to go because of the injuries to all of our main players. But the silver lining is, they were able to have some guys show what they're capable of doing. And I think the thing for Vince, a little bit different than Gigi, is that we saw Vince play with some of our main guys and what his role can be with them. And then Gigi now has just shown that there can be another level to what we expect from guys off of the bench in terms of giving you that pop of scoring. And I say that we have been searching for Rudy Gay since Rudy Gay left, which means a player that's around 6'8", 6'9", can handle the basketball, can score the basketball, but gave you that size at the wing position. And that's what I think Gigi is showing that he has the abilities to do. So, yeah, there's this. And then with Jake LaRavia, with the way that he has played here lately, what I like about it is more than just be a three-point shooter. Like, be a basketball player. And we've seen him be a basketball player. So that's been fun to watch. And so, yeah, it's – listen, we never – you never want to be in this position where you're just playing – you're playing out the season, and this time of the season is evaluation time. You don't want it to be that way. But the reality is those things happen. And I think what this evaluation period has shown is this team can have some really nice depth once they get all of the regulars back and then whatever moves that will happen this summer.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key is, like, if you look at, you know, some of the most recent champs, if you look at, you know, the Nuggets a year ago, yeah, you have your big two in Joker and Jamal, but you have a guy like Christian Braun coming off the bench making big-time plays. A year before that, Golden State won it all, but they had a guy like Jordan Poole who was coming off the bench. And so, yeah, like you, but there's two parts to it, right, Brevin? It's getting the core right, but it's also having somebody that if, you know, you ever need, somebody can come in and maybe push you over that, and that's maybe what Gigi or Vince can be.
Yeah, I definitely see. I would say that Gigi is more of the wild card than I would say Vince is the wild card. I think we saw what Vince is, what he's going to continue to be and play a lot of years in this league doing that. Gigi is the one that you say, we don't know. We know what you're able to do now, but there is still so much room for growth for him. What will that ultimately look like? And so it's fun. It's a lot of fun to be in that position, to be able to say those things. Because a main reason why this team was good, I still say, was they could always turn to their bench to get a boost. Whether it was Tyus Jones, it was Brandon Clark, and the list goes on of guys who were De'Anthony Melton, who came in and were able to change the game for this team when needed. And so I think that's where Gigi could also be a player that changes the game from time to time.
When it comes to addressing, because it will need to happen at some point, but when it comes to addressing, you know, the five, and again, it could happen in the draft, could it happen in free agency or trade, we'll see. But in terms of just the, you know, the profile of player, Brevin, that you think this group moving forward needs, like what do you think at that spot is, you know, desirable in terms of skill set and what that player can or can't do?
I think the biggest thing is you would like to get someone that has a level of physicality that they can play with, but is all good screen setter, a good rim runner, someone that they can put pressure on the rim also with lob attempts for this team to give them the level of athleticism. But I would like it to be sort of a veteran guy. If you want to have a younger guy behind, but someone that understands and knows this game, because the thing is, when you get our guys back, it's got to be, again, like the window. We always say to win championships in the league, the window doesn't stay open forever. Eventually, that window closes, and I think that this team still, the window is still there. The opportunity is still there for them to be a championship contender. But you're going to have to really get after it quickly with the team that we're in, the roster that we have at this point. So, and one other thing would be if that guy has some level of playmaking from the elbow area, because that's what we have become accustomed to with Mark Gasol. You say with Steven Adams. Steven Adams and Mark were fantastic at being able to throw them the ball, and now you can make cuts, whether it's backdoor cuts, flare cuts. It gives another dimension to the offense that was successful for them. So a guy that can facilitate, who can be a rim runner, set good screens, and have a level of physicality, I know that's a lot of things, but I think that fits what this team needs most to continue to be successful.
We're talking to Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, Grizz and Wizards tonight. You know, in terms of the – because you mentioned it sort of taken off, is that sort of – is it fair to expect that? Because, like, I agree with you. I mean, just in terms of what this roster is and, you know, with where Ja and D-Bain and – you know, Marcus and Jaren are going to be in their careers. Like it feel. But is it fair to just sort of expect them to do that off the rip next year? I mean, how you know, urgent is it? You know, because I think that's another. There is a little bit of urgency to it. Like, is it fair though, given the lack of real reps that these guys have unfortunately not had?
I think that it is. It's fair to have realistic expectations, which is you expect this team to be a playoff team next year. Like, this isn't go back to ground zero and say, oh, let's see, kind of, can we be around the play-in situation? I think that they have enough to be a top six team in the Western Conference next year with the moves that will happen this summer. I mean, you'll get a draft pick. You still have a lot of tradable situations that they can do. And so I would think that the expectation is to get right back to it again from where they were the last 2 years. You know what I'm saying? The last two seasons,
yep.
They were the way that they thought of themselves. They thought of the game was that this was a championship contending team. And I think that mentality is still be there, that they are going again to be a championship contender. And I know it hasn't been a lot of time together with Marcus Smart, but Dez, Ja, Jaren have played together. They understand what it takes. They've been with Taylor, and so the expectations should be large for them. They should want it, but it shouldn't be a let's take the steps back of well, let's be back, go back to the play-in and then see what happens.
Right, couldn't agree more. As we go around the rest of the NBA, BK. The Celtics are the favorites. Should they be the title favorites, given the fact that the Nuggets now are up 2-0, they win the season series on them, and the Nuggets have the best player in the world. Is that backwards to you, or is that right?
You're asking me. I say that is backwards, because the Nuggets haven't gotten worse. Once we've done, it wasn't as if they made their title run to win it, and then all of a sudden came back this year and they lost the majority of their team. The team has come back intact. Guys are healthy. They've had some young guys play bigger roles that will help them with their depth as they move forward. So I still consider them to be the best contender, the championship contender who should be number one. These other teams are still unproven. Yes, Porzingis is there now for a second year, at least for the entire season. They made the trade to get Tillman. They're still a big three-point shooting team. Do they have the tools? Yes, the Celtics have the tools. But Denver is still, to me, the team to beat.
No question. I totally agree. Brevin, man, great to catch up as always, man. Get back to it. Thanks for the time.
Oh, man, appreciate having you, man. And let's not wait so long for me to be back on again.
Agreed.
I don't like not talking to you guys.
No, yeah, we wanted to kind of just give you a little mental space this year, you know what I'm saying? But, yes.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm always mentally engaged, especially when it comes to these Grizzlies, and especially around this time when we do Hoops for St. Jude.
No doubt.
That's when I'm fully locked in.
Got it. Hey, Brevin, appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Brevin.
All right, have a good one.
Yep, he is Brevin Knight. Again, this hour you can enter to win a PS4. That's up at grizzlies.com/St. Jude. There's also going to be a celebrity game at the half. Mm-hmm. Team Zach versus Team Tony.
Yep.
It'll be Ashley Shields, Anthony Miller, Famous Amos, Kia Shine, and is this J.R. Moore? I'm pretty sure it's J.R. Moore.
Yeah, our J.R. Moore, I think, the one that comes on the air for y'all.
And then Team Tony's going to have NLE Choppa, Carmion Hamilton, Drumma Boy, Zach Duncan, and Zach Myers.
I like JR's team. JR, by the way, sneaky yes. athlete. He's actually good. Not that Zach Myers from Shinedown, our friend, good.
You know, Team Tony's got a former Hooper and NLE Choppa. No, Zach, Shields on Team Zach. So Team Zach's got Anthony Ashley Shields, Kia Shine, and J.R. Moore. I would have to I don't know how many minutes they're going to play,
yeah.
But I would have to install Team Zach as a pretty significant favorite here.
Yeah, and they don't play long, so if you've got a good short game, like you can get after it, you know,
yeah,
really press.
Yeah, I mean, if you tell me they're playing for 5 minutes, I think I'm going to have Team Zach as a 3.5 to 4.5 point favorite.
You're lining the game? That's
yeah, I think so. I mean, I think – I know I've played – I used to play in a league with J.R., so I know he plays.
Is he good? He is good, right? I'm not overstating it.
Yeah, he's a very solid. He's going to be a good point guard for this team.
Yeah, good.
I don't know who Zach Duncan is.
Oh, that's not Zach Myers?
No, there's Zach Duncan and Zach Myers.
Oh, I don't. I'm not. No disrespect to Mr. Duncan.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with his work.
My apologies.
I'm being straight up honest. I have no idea.
No, I don't know who Zach Duncan is.
I know who Myers is.
I'm trying to handicap the game, but this Zach Duncan,
maybe
is
he's a sneaky player. Yeah, like maybe he's like our buddy Reef Schneider, who used to play for Syracuse, and he's like 8 feet tall.
Is this Zach Randolph with a different last name? They're just kind of sneaking him in. I don't know. We're going to have to figure that out. But, yeah, no, it should be a fun night for sure.
He's on the golf course. That's why his mentals are fine. Like I talked to him before he came on with you. Like he's perfectly awesome.
No doubt. Yeah, the celebrity game's tomorrow.
Okay, so they have 2 days of this, because they do the 12th and the 13th.
Yes.
We've got the link at if you know our website, too, the link is right there on the front page.
Yes, exactly right.
So all for St. Jude.
First 10,000 fans tonight get a paper airplane template upon entry.
Okay.
One of those airplanes could win a 2024 Kia Sorento.
Yeah, yes. Gossett's providing that.
So,
there you go.
And then tomorrow against the Hornets, you have the celebrity halftime game. You donate to Team Zebo and or Team TA, and you're entered to win a special edition gold Grizzlies basketball autographed by all of the participating celebrities. So, again, it's all there, grizzlies.com/St. Jude.
Okay.
Get all the information. Win a PS4, win a gold basketball, win a Kia Sorento. I don't know. Win it all.
Win a Kia Sorento. I'm in the car market.
Yeah, win it all as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, on Eternal Family, ESPN. This is a big one. This is a big one over at Robert Irwin Jewelers in South Haven. This Saturday, March 16th, they are having their every once in a few years sale. 6 hours, 60% off. It's not one of those, all right, we're going to mark up and mark down deals. This is the real deal. 6 hours starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday in South Haven at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can get 60% off anything in the showcase. They only have this sale once every few years. Last time they did it was 2019. 60% off designer jewelry, 60% off engagement rings, 60% off bracelets, earrings, necklaces, gemstones, name brand watches, everything in the showcase, 60% off, 6 hours. That's 10 to 4, if I have that right. 10 to 4 in South Haven, 60% off store-wide sale. Special financing available up to 6 months interest free at RIJ. In-store only, though. So get down there. It's in South Haven, South Lake Shopping Center at the corner of Given Road and Airways. Saturday from 10 to 4. Complete details. Go online. RIJewelers.com. I might have to get down there myself.
Yeah, that sounds
60%.
Good.
60%. I'm all about 60% off these days. You know what I mean?
100% for a name brand watch. Come on.
Yeah. So in the world of college basketball, we do have a few big Power 5 tournaments that have already gotten underway.
Yep.
The Big 12, UCF in their first year is moving on. How about that? Johnny That's Dawkins. Nice. Johnny Dawkins knocks off Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is awful.
Yeah.
But still, right?
It's a nice win for Johnny.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's hard to win in the Big 12.
Yeah.
And they did just that.
Yep.
And they are moving on to the next round of the Big 12 tournament, 77-62.
As we survey the land, you are the national guy now, so I get to ask you questions as I, you know, because we're like in a week we're going to be in bracket.
That's right.
We're going to be in bracket hell or heaven, hopefully, if you're Memphis. Big 10, they beat Iowa yesterday. What do you think of, and we have some, I mean, we're close enough. People pay attention to this. They're going to be filling out brackets. What do you think of Illinois? You like them?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think they kind of...
I like them a lot. I mean, I like Tennessee, but, you
know. Yeah, I think they're in that group. I think they're in that group with, you know, Arizona.
Top 10-ish.
Tennessee, you know. Yeah, I think they're kind of in that bunch. Yeah, for sure. they have their own limitation, but with Terrence Shannon and Domask and Coleman Hawkins, I mean, they have a lot of ingredients, and plus I think a lot of Brad Underwood. They're a tough team.
I do too.
And they're going to be a tough out. And I could definitely see an Elite Eight type of run for them, for sure.
I'm going to pick them in my brackets.
So, Illinois got a chance. I think Purdue's different.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want a non-favorite sweat, I don't think Illinois is a bad one.
Okay.
It's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Brevin Knight for joining us on the show. Thanks to Jessica Benson for hopping on as well. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.